This is StampDev Podcast, Innovation at the Edge with Open Source. Would you like to know a low-friction way to publish your own podcast using a virtual recording studio setup? Well, that's what we're going to talk about today. How do we record a StampDev Podcast episode?
Yeah. Hi, Cliff. Yeah. How's it going, Kim?
Very good.
Yeah. So we've been running this podcast for several years now, and let me just look up our stats here. So we have 53 episodes. We started it on July 3rd of 2020, so about 6 years. And over this time, we've slowly worked on what ways to make it better and automate some of the work that goes into publishing a podcast. So that's what we want to talk about today.
And we've gone through several different tools, and the whole process has developed over time. Yeah, we have introduced more tools, retired some of the tools we were using in the past. So it has come a long way for us to record our podcast. So Cliff, what do we do first? How do we start?
Yeah, so maybe start with the podcast hosting. Mm-hmm. And what we have is really simple. It's a static website built with a Zola static site generator.
Right.
And this is a lot like Hugo. Hugo is probably a more popular option. There's dozens of other ones, but Zola is, we actually started with Hugo, and there's a podcast theme for Hugo that we've used for years. We just recently switched to Zola. But Hugo's written in Go, Zola's written in Rust. They're super fast. They can build a huge website in fractions of a second. And the way podcasts work is they generate an RSS feed, kind of like a blog. And then Apple and Spotify and YouTube and other podcast syndicators consume this RSS feed, and that's all there is to a podcast. But you have to generate these RSS tags and provide the metadata that Apple's looking for. And it's a bit of a mess, but that's really kind of the hard part of kind of building your own hosting solution. So the reason I switched from Hugo to Zola was Zola just is a little cleaner, simpler. It more meets my needs, but they're equivalent, and you know, you could use either one. But I've recently created a theme for Zola called SimplePod, and it's a super simple, no nonsense theme that takes a simple podcast, just one directory of episodes, and publishes all the data you need. So I feel it's really, you know, I've looked around, and you know, there's a way more complex theme for Hugo, but I ran into trouble with it. So that's why I created my own for Zola. So anyway, we'll put all that in the show notes, and I'm really happy with it. I think it's a good way. So once you stand up this site, then all you need to do is go register your podcast at Apple, Spotify, YouTube, and there's a handful of other ones if you want. But those are the big ones. If you get those, then your podcast will kind of trickle out to the rest of the world. They'll find it.
Yeah.
All these other indexes.
How do you host the static site?
Yeah, we just have a little server on Linode, and I think it's just a $5 a month, you know, Linux server. I think this one even runs Arch Linux, maybe.
Yeah.
And then we front it with Caddy, which does automatic HTTPS SSL. So it's super easy. And we'd be glad to share any answer any questions. Just hit us up on the forum, the TempDir forum, if you have questions.
Yeah. So that's how the site hosting is set up. And then now you got your site up, and then how do we do the recording? You know, I know we use video.ninja. So I think we have tried Zoom, others in the past, but what did bring us to use video.ninja?
Yeah, there's a lot of solutions. A lot of people just use Zoom and record the call. That works fine. But one thing Video.Ninja does is it's designed for podcasting, and it is a low latency platform that uses WebRTC in the browser. And it actually does point-to-point connections. So whenever we set up a call, the video server arbitrates the call. That's probably not the right term, but anyway, and then it facilitates a direct point-to-point connection. So right now I have a point-to-point connection from my computer to Kim's, and there's no server involved in relaying the information. So what that means is super low latency, or as good as you're going to get, you know, and it's has lots of other nice features, but it has a pretty neat way of recording where you can use OBS and fire up a headless Chromium instance, and then that actually acts as like a third person on the call or another person, and it actually records from another instance of OBS on the call. And that way you don't have to mess around with like trying to capture your desktop audio and getting the mic and the speaker and getting them mixed in the right levels, which is what we did before. And that's kind of a pain with OBS if you have multiple audio sources, where with this Chromium OBS capture setup, it's Video Ninja actually does the audio levels for us. So it kind of gets all the participants' audio on the same level. And then OBS, you know, it just takes a lot of the friction out of it. So I like it a lot.
But it's not super easy to use, right? So there's a little bit of setup required, yeah, and getting used to the UI. And I think it's a little bit of involved, but I think once you figure out what you kind of set it up for, it's pretty simple thereafter.
Yeah. And you can do video calls with it. It has pretty sophisticated controls to like lay out the participants in various orders to make it look nice. We haven't gotten there yet. That's on our to-do list, but
yeah,
you know, it's really set up for this type of thing where you want to do a YouTube channel or a podcast. But anyway, we've started a thread on our Tempter community forum, and it has some tips on how to set it up and how to use it, the things we've learned. So again, we're trying to make all this recipe available to anybody who wants to try it.
Yeah. And I think this is very important when you have guests on your podcast, because, you know, they will have their own audio setups. And so this is a good checklist there. That, you know, if they run through that checklist, then, you know, the chances of having audio issues go down. So I think I will share the link to the Tempter post where we are collecting this checklist.
Yeah. Yeah, we have a tips for effective audio in podcasts and video conferencing. So it's just some things we've collected over the years. Most important thing is use a headset, you know, with a microphone in the headset, or use a separate studio mic. Don't try to use the microphone on a Windows computer.
Yeah.
You know, you just have feedback problems and you know, most people with MacBooks get away with it, but occasionally even there's problems. But the Windows users, you know, that's really where we struggle.
Yeah.
And that all goes away if you use a good mic and a good headset.
Yeah, and preferred wires wherever possible for network or audio connectivity. And that helps with, you know, latency, and also like in some reliable connections go a long way.
Yeah. Yeah, that's a great point, because like when Kim and I are talking, there's very little latency, so it's very comfortable. But once you get in a call where there's a lot of latency, even a significant fraction of a second, like 600 milliseconds, starts to feel kind of clunky. And it's difficult to perceive, but one of my theories is that's what makes video calls exhausting, is that latency. and that kind of always trying to process subconsciously, can I talk now or is the other guy talking?
Yeah.
So yeah, getting rid of wireless, Wi-Fi, Bluetooth, cellular, you know, if you can be hardwired, you know, fiber, right to fiber, you know, that's going to give you your best video conferencing experience.
Awesome. So I think then another best practice we follow is, so you mentioned about the capturing part using video or Ninja, but then how do we record it and what are the aspects of recording that we use?
Yeah, so we record with OBS, and that's a project that's designed for doing screen captures, screencasts, and basically recording. Very powerful. And I use it all the time for capturing screencasts. That's just me. Mm. And but here we use it to capture our podcast. So that gives us a like an MP4 file or basically a video file. And we take that video file, open it with Audacity, which sucks out the audio portion. And then we just add a little music, intro, outro, and then run a compression algorithm that optimizes the levels for podcast. So that's basically all the audio processing we do. We rarely have to filter out noise or anything like that. You know, our mics and audio setup's good enough that we don't need any of that. So,
yeah. And I think the other good tip would be to, you know, have a redundant recording for OBS if possible.
Yeah.
Just in case, you know, you lose one recording, but remember there's no cloud version of recording going on. Mm-hmm. So you are recording on your local machine. So it's always, if possible, you know, to have two recordings going on. So, you know, just if you lose one, then you have the other one.
Yeah. And that's a great point. Just have, but usually both Kim and I, we both fire up OBS. We both record, especially when we have a guest and we don't want to lose it. It's super easy. So once it's set up, it's very easy to, it's just another person on the call.
So now we have the MP3s with, you know, intro, outro and compressed. What's the next step?
Yeah, really the work's about done now. Once we have an MP3, we feed this to a Claude Code skill. And this does some basic checks to make sure the episode doesn't exist and tools are all set up and working. Then we scaffold a new episode from a template. And again, Claude is doing all this in the background. I'm not. Then Claude uses a Docker container that contains Whisper to create a transcription of the episode. And from that transcription, we can make an outline. We can fill in the summary details, tags, pretty much it can pretty much just create the whole episode just from the transcription. You know, it kind of looks at the previous ones and knows kind of how we want to do it. And then after that, it's pretty much done. It makes a commit to Git. Run some basic manual checks just to make sure things look good. And then there's a script that uses rsync to just publish, you know, the site up to the server. It takes a few seconds. So really this whole workflow is like minutes. You know, we don't edit the podcast. I don't even listen to it. I just run it here and say publish and it's usually okay. So
yeah
that's the whole thing. You want to make it low friction or else it's kind of a pain to do, and we don't have a team we've hired to polish our podcasts. They're just it's what it is. So
so I guess the one thing to mention is that when you have guests or, you know, even more than one person, or even for one person for that matter, it's always good to start with a document for outline. And then if you're more than one person, then share the outline with all involved people. So they can work on it on the outline, and they can, you know, be in sync when you're recording.
Mm-hmm. That takes a lot of the stress out of a podcast. If you have an outline, and it doesn't have to be extensive, just, you know, a dozen lines of what you're going to talk about, what order, then it just takes a lot of the stress out of being on a podcast and worrying about what am I going to say or what are we going to talk about. So
yeah,
I'm not sure how everybody else does it, but that's what works for us.
Exactly. Yeah. So yeah, I think that's what it is. And of course, we keep improving gradually, and obviously there are things on the to-do list. So what are a few things that we would like to do in future, Cliff?
Yeah, probably the longest piece at this point is just the audio processing. And again, that's not a huge thing. It's only a few minutes. But if we had some script that would add the intro, outro, and trim the end and beginning silence and things like that, that'd be a nice little bit of automation.
Yeah, maybe something that Cloud Code can help us with.
Yeah, I'm sure it could build it. So just need to do it.
Yeah. And I think that the, you know, a video version of on the podcast, once we are comfortable with it, and, you know, for YouTube, I think that's something that we aspire to do as one day.
Yeah. Yeah, I think the work there will just be to figure out how to set up the video ninja, you know, to get the people arranged side by side. And Video Ninja has like a director mode. And in that, I think you can like zoom in on one person or show everybody.
Yeah.
So it's kind of set up to have like a director doing that. So anyway, right. That's lots of opportunities, lots of things you can do.
Yeah. And I think, you know, one of the things we would like to say, we keep saying at times, is that, hey, you know, we record it and then automation takes over and it gets published in like, you know, next few minutes. Without us doing anything after we hit the, you know, stop the record button. So
yeah,
we keep adding workflows and automate them one by one and complete the loop.
Yeah. So if you're interested, head over to community.tempter.org and there's information there. I'd be glad to answer any questions.
Thank you.
Okay. Thanks.